The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Good morning and welcome to Project Independence and You right here at WCWP.org 88.1 FM. My name is Rebecca Miller and I will be your guest host today for this program. And co-host is the fabulous, wonderful, incredible Otto Loos. How are you, Otto?
I'm fine, Rebecca. Thank you very much for all those nice words.
It's so true, all of it. And this, we're all doing this on Zoom today, so we get to see everybody we're speaking to, just like we would in the radio station. And of course, the wonderful Christina Liu, who is the producer of the radio show every single week for 8 years. It's just incredible. The show is great. And it's great to actually see everybody. And our guest today is Nicole Christensen. How are you, Nicole?
I'm doing well, thank God. It's good to see your faces.
Yeah, it's good to see you. It's good to see you. We go way back.
Yes.
With Project Independence and a lot of other programs and agencies back in the day. So this show is going to be really interesting. The first hour, we're going to be talking with Nicole about caregiving. She is the director of Care Answered and also an author now. You authored a book, From Crisis to Calm, A Patient Advocate's Take on Health Coordination for You, the Common Caregiver. So this is like really to assist in how people who are caregivers and also that, you know, they should identify themselves as caregivers, because we always talk about this with Project Independence, that so many times caregivers don't even acknowledge that they're actually a caregiver. They're just, it's, I'm taking care of my husband, or, you know, I'm taking care of this person. I'm not the caregiver. So it's, I'm glad to see this way that you're coming in, and, you know, people can, once they can actually identify themselves as a caregiver, I bet there's a lot more options for them out there.
So, absolutely. And I think in this present time, unfortunately, I think we all see ourselves more clearly as caregivers and patients. So although the book was written last year, it came out at a really timely time, actually, unfortunately, for all of us.
Right. So when did it come out?
It came out in October of 2019.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. So it actually did work out well. I mean, you really had some planning. I mean, you know, you never plan for this situation.
No.
I mean, yeah. Whoever would have thought to plan for something like this, right, Otto? I mean, can you fathom this?
It happens to be a really hot topic as far as my own mind is concerned. Looking back on my life, I've been caregiving a lot of times over all kinds of different experiences. And the current environment, which is a little bit obviously very difficult to control, but makes something 100 times harder than it ever was before. And it was always a problem before, because the system is such that it doesn't allow for good communications. And if you're not a good communicator, you're really up the creek. And, you know, the need to have people support you right now, I've got a few sad stories of my own in the last couple of weeks where my son-in-law's father, 97 years old, goes to the emergency room, finds out he has a broken hip. They have a broken hip. They try to do surgery. But when he gets dropped off at the emergency room, nobody goes in with him. So therefore, no advocate. 97 in the hospital, no advocate. Turns out that they couldn't do surgery. He's there for 3 days. The next step is he winds up broken hip. They can't do surgery, blood pressure problem. And my son-in-law doesn't know a lot of this, or hardly any of it, because he can't get anybody to return his phone calls. Next step, they say, okay, he has to go to rehab. So he's 97 years old with a broken hip. He's going to go to rehab. The percentages of him being rehabbed were very, very slim. So they tell him, finally, my son-in-law gets a phone call. And what did they tell him? That his father had died. So there was no conversation in between about his options of going from, we went through a lot of hoop-de-doo because of my exposure to Project Independence, about trying to get him on Medicaid because the next step was going to be nursing home. And they had not done anything in advance to make that happen. So now there we are. Yeah. And a lot of this is without any conversation with the people on the other end. So this is an extreme now. It's worse than it ever was. And the need under normal conditions is bad. Mm-hmm. So Nicole, I'm in your camp here as far as, you know, the need for advocacy, the need for people to not be afraid to speak up. You have to manage your own situation, and it's very difficult at best. So I'm giving you a very good entree to why we need support like you.
I appreciate that, but I'm so sorry for your loss and for your family. It is a very difficult time, but there are things that we can do to try to mitigate. And it's always going to be a difficult time when somebody's in the hospital, when somebody that you love or care for is sick or hospitalized. It's always difficult. But if we can have things in place so that their wishes can be put upon and they can be carried out, it makes it that much easier. Nothing can take away all of the pain, but being prepared and not scared is, I think, a really good step, and advocacy does that.
Well, it's really timely to have you on. And before we jump into it and really kind of break down, you know, what caregiving is, you know, how your advocacy work can assist. I wanted to hear a little bit more about your background. You know, I was reading through your bio, and I just want to know, you know, how did you evolve to this point where here you are now, a board certified patient advocate?
Thanks. So yeah, it's a long story, like everybody's, right?
Yeah, right.
But I'll try to make it succinct. So I started over 20 years ago as an advocate for senior citizens in Washington, D.C. So I did direct advocacy and policy advocacy. And a lot of that had to do with care in the home, care in institutions, whatever it was. And I actually did that as a volunteer year. I'm Catholic, and there's something called the Vincentian Service Corps. And it changed my entire trajectory. I thought I was going back to school for something else. But I realized what the need was and how vast it was. So I actually got my master's degree in urban affairs from Hunter College, which was specifically advocacy and nonprofit management. So then within New York City and Long Island, I've headed up a lot of projects and nonprofits. Before starting Care Answered, I was the vice president of program relations at Island Harvest, which is a food bank here on Long Island.
Right.
And with all my professional experience within advocacy and my personal experience being a caregiver, I kept seeing the same void as far as people getting the care that they need and the lack of coordination in that care. And so there, you know, Care Answered was born. It was really created to be a solution for caregivers and patients to make sure that they have access to their best care.
Right. Interesting. Very interesting. So now here we are today, 2020, you know, the end of May, still in this crisis situation. At Project Independence, you know, Paula Ewell, who is the other Deputy Commissioner of Human Services, you know, though certain aspects of Project Independence has quieted down mm-hmm. because people aren't coming out, people aren't, you know, coming into public places. And she said, you know, things are just going to get so complicated because even the seniors who are super active are now isolated and at home. So their lives go from, you know, day to day doing all kinds of stuff to now, you know, kind of being at home like everyone else, being isolated. But, you know, this the complexities of the situations now, I mean, just what Otto was talking about, mm-hmm. I mean, just to drop off your loved one and just, you can't go in with them, you can't advocate for them, you can't sometimes even get through. I think things are a little better now. Mm-hmm. Otto, when did that all happen?
A week to 2 weeks ago.
Oh, so that was not
he just died last week.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
I got a lot of stories like that. Like Nicole says, is we all have a long story to tell.
Yeah.
You know, the need for advocacy in normal times is a problem. And I'm very curious as to hear, you know, in reading here, Nicole's Care Answered provides advocacy. I would assume that would have to be for people who really don't have anybody to back them up, or what? Who would be the candidates for your service?
Actually, that's a really good question, Otto. Thank you. Generally, it's not. Most of my clients have loved ones. They have caregivers that don't know what steps to take. And it's not because they don't really know. It's when, and Otto, I'm sure you can speak to this from your caregiving, when it's your person, when it's your loved one, everything is much more difficult because although they're going through the potential health crisis, it's your crisis as well. Because again, this is your person and judgment becomes hazy. What the next steps are aren't as clear. I have so many clients that are, you know, nurses, doctors. It's not mm-hmm. that they don't know the healthcare system. It's just what steps to take now. What's the best steps? What are the options? Even you, Otto, you had mentioned Medicaid. That's a whole nother thing here in New York. And so really assisting people, letting them know all of their options and then helping them along the way is so, so crucial.
We have so much, so many questions, so much to kind of talk about. At least we have a full hour instead of just a half an hour, because this would be half over already. So we are going to take a quick break, and then we will be back with Nicole Christensen, who is a board-certified patient advocate, and helping us kind of maybe connect the dots to caregiving in this day and age. And we'll be right back.